Hi, everyone. It's Rachel Roberts.
And Megan Segura.
And you're listening to The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Today, we're going to be talking about The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
It's back. Season 10.
Can you believe it?
Yes.
Yeah, you're like, it's felt like 10 seasons. We have The Real Housewives of Dallas Part 1 reunion. You were there.
I was there.
Married to Medicine season premiere.
Yes.
And The Real Housewives of Orange County. This week, we also have two very special interviews. We talked to Cameron Westcott from The Real Housewives of Dallas. She was great.
I mean, like, I'm so blonde. Maybe I got myself into a pickle here.
And her husband was in the room. He's super cute. And we talked to Kelly Dodd from Real Housewives of Orange County.
And you know what? It's weird because they're hornier than shit. And they're like dogs in heat. It's the craziest thing.
Plus, stick around to the end to find out our rose and thorn for the week.
Rachel and I had an exciting weekend.
Exciting doesn't even cover it. Sorry, we're a little hyped up.
Okay, so our friend Emily, who's actually a senior editor of The Daily Dish on BravoTV.com.
Emily Exton,
right.
Alliteration.
Yes.
Assonance, if it's an E? I don't know. Continue.
Had a marathon watching party at her apartment, which is exactly as it sounds. You come over, go downstairs together, and you watch the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
New York City Marathon, to be clear.
Yes, yes.
I wasn't really all that excited to watch people run. It's not my thing. However.
As if there's just some, like.
Some people are really excited.
Yeah. What do you do for fun? Well, I go watch the runners.
Yeah. But what I was excited about was to go watch Carol Radziwill. Because you can go online and track various runners.
Mm-hmm.
Which, interesting side note, Kevin Hart, the comedian, was running in the marathon, and this random Kevin Hart from, like, Pennsylvania was running the marathon.
Running.
And so everyone was tracking him and trying to follow him and cheer him on. So they were all like, where's Kevin Hart?
Well, you know what? Maybe they did see Kevin Hart and they missed him because we were tracking, like, several people.
It's hard.
It is hard. And we were like, so we missed Carol on her lap on First Avenue.
Right.
And then we're like, we can catch her at Fifth Avenue.
Right.
So we walk across town and we go to Fifth Avenue. And then we thought we missed her again because the app is not exactly perfect.
Right.
But then out of the corner of her eye, Lindsay Hahn, our friend, saw. She's like, there she is. There's Carol. And we were all like, Carol.
She looked up. She gave us a nice wave.
Oh, she was super. She was like, hi.
You can go to either of our social handles to find it. I'm at Meg Segura.
I'm at Suspiciously Small.
Yeah, we both have Instagram videos showing it.
Yep.
But yeah, so just goes to show, I feel like we somehow find a way to incorporate Bravo into every day of our lives.
Basically. Of course we saw Carol.
Yeah.
But she looked tired. We were on like the 23rd mile. Everyone at this point was like walking. It was like it was raining that day.
It was, for me, the first time to watch a marathon. It was not the most inspiring place to watch a run because it was just like people looked down and out.
Start in Brooklyn. Like everyone's like, woo, high five and having a great time. By the time they get to mile 23, they're like, why did I sign up for this? It wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
My legs are going to fall apart.
So go Carol.
Yeah, so go Carol. Congratulations.
What a feat.
Yes, she did finish. And she looked good, guys. She looked good crossing that finish line. Not that I know. I didn't see it, but I'm sure she did.
You can imagine. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
It's back. And NeNe leaks.
Yes.
In case you didn't know. And Greg, for that matter.
You're especially excited Atlanta's back.
I love Atlanta. I, like, forget how much I love Atlanta, and then it comes back, and I'm like, ugh!
Well, you know, this season is also huge because NeNe's back. And I'll be honest, I wasn't sure how excited I was that she was coming back, only because I was like, is it too soon?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she was just on, and now she's already coming back. However, I feel like that scene of her in Cynthia's kitchen talking about baby.
Yes, yes.
It was just like, yes, this is why we love NeNe.
Totally.
When she is that just like fun loving shade throwing girl.
What's his name? His name is, she calls him Baby. His name is Baby.
Bay. Bay. And then I just love, she's like, Miss Daly, right away. Like, there's no, like, playing with right. NeNe. She's just gonna
yeah
serve it to you.
And, of course, her all of her eye rolls are because Kenya Moore has just eloped in the season.
Yes.
Now, you and I did a bonus episode as soon as we heard that news.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners can go back. The episode is called Holy Shit, Kenya Moore is Married.
Mm-hmm.
Get our, like, reactions right out the gate.
Right. How we were feeling that day.
How we were feeling that day.
Which was joyous.
Yes.
And perplexed. Yeah, and perplexed, just like NeNe and Cynthia and everybody. Right. I felt, no, I just loved that, because I feel like Cynthia's being too nice, as NeNe said.
Right.
So I just love that NeNe had just like is calling it out. Like everyone else is like, oh, so you got married. NeNe's like, who is he?
Right. No, what's
are you
his
really
name?
Married? Yeah. I think she just doesn't believe that she's married either.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
I want to see the marriage license. And they've been married for how long?
Well, according to the blogs, they just got married.
You have to learn about a friend being married on her Instagram and on the blog.
So that happened. Just a little thing for Kenya Moore.
I think we have to give... We'll just touch on it briefly. Portia's back. Frick without her Frack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to say Frick is back. Frack is not.
Which I think leaves the question, who is Portia going to align with this season? Like, who's she naturally going to sort of gravitate toward?
Right. She's cool with Cynthia, as yes. we've seen. I thought it was really interesting, NeNe saying how she was like a little sister to her, and then all those flashbacks. I was like, oh, they were really close.
Right.
I honestly look at Portia like a little sister.
And then seeing where they're at now, they're fractured.
Yeah.
If you will.
Well, so this is interesting. Yes, they were close for like a couple of seasons, but I remember after Portia's first season, NeNe said at the reunion they should get rid of her.
Those are the two that I would get rid of right away, honey. They're declassing the show.
But Portia was a different person then.
Oh, no, totally. I'm just saying. It's like,
right, it's not, it goes deep. It's a long feud. Right, who is she going to be friends with? Because it's not Candy.
Not Candy.
This episode.
Yeah.
And Sheree and Portia get along.
Yeah.
But it's not like Phaedra and Portia.
Nope. Not at all. Okay, so we go to Cynthia's 50th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Because we already celebrated it at the reunion last year.
So we're at 50 Shades of Cynthia. The birthday party where you have to dress up like your favorite
version of Cynthia. Like, I don't even have that many versions of me. It'd be like ponytail Megan, hair down Megan.
But I think that's the whole point is Cynthia always does such different things.
Right.
But what Cynthia would you be?
I really liked Candy's Coca-Cola hair rollers.
That was good.
What about you?
See, no one did it, but I would have been her at the reunion last year. So my hair would be, like, that big. And she was wearing, like, a blue velvet dress that I absolutely loved. So that's what I would do.
So at the party, Sheree is kind of like, hey, Portia, I think you should talk to NeNe.
I'm the bone collector.
Right.
But you felt the need to carry the bone, did you not?
I sure did. I carry all the bones. I'm the bone carrier.
But don't you find NeNe and Portia's argument completely meta?
Well, they keep being like, the show. And I'm like, you guys can say Watch What Happens Live. You're on Bravo.
Right, because what show were you going to get kicked off of? Real Housewives of Atlanta.
So them not saying but saying it reminded me on The Bachelor. They're not allowed to talk about the show and there's a process and like there's all these things that go along with the fact that it's a show.
Right.
So they say like on this journey, they always have to call it a journey or like on this path to love or like they just can't mention the show at all. So I wonder if that's part of it. That
right.
They can't. They're like.
Because it gets to like, I don't know, as a fan, it's. Well, I guess I would say I'm changing a little bit as a fan. Like, I used to not want any sort of mention of, you know, let's not acknowledge that you guys are on a show and are famous for it. But now I kind of want to know more behind the scenes.
Well, I think it's just, if we're talking about television, it's just kind of like the progression of what reality television is now. There's no denying that there's a world that is affected outside of the world that you see on the show.
Right.
So it's like, at a certain point, like, if something happens outside of filming, it affects filming. So then, like, this Nene going on Watch What Happens Live, it's going to affect their relationships.
Right.
So we're, like, in a post-reality television world of, like, us going into Orange County and filming Joe at home with Slade, you know? We're
right.
not in that moment anymore. And it's just as interesting.
Well, it similarly to Teen Mom, because the whole show is supposed to be a journey of, like, a 16-year-old who gets pregnant, can they make it? Can they make it in their relationships? Can they go on to lead successful careers? Well, now the waters are totally muddied because they're making so much goddamn money from the show. So it's no longer like a, will they? It's like a, well, of course they will.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But back to our show.
Right.
So we have Nene and Portia fighting. And to me, and I don't know if you feel this way, no one is ever going to beat Nene.
Beat or be?
Both. Okay. I really think that, like, you go up against Nene,
you're going to lose.
Yeah, she's like Muhammad Ali, you know?
Except for Candy. Candy is the only
right,
one.
Right, except
who...
for Candy was going to be my one addendum.
Yeah. I don't know. I do kind of see Nene's point in the whole debacle of last season, which is are Portia's hands really clean? Like, I think that's what we're sort of... what these women are sort of asking themselves and what Candy is probably still asking herself.
Well, do you think that if she admitted it and went to Candy and just said, you know what, I was duped, but I clearly, what I did affected you and affected the whole situation, and I am so sorry for all of that. Do you think that would change Nene and Candy's opinion of it, or is it like, you did it, you're done?
That could possibly help. However, if that's the hypothetical apology, she's not confessing, yeah, I knew this didn't really happen, and I said it anyway.
Do you think she... See, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you think that they think that she didn't know? Obviously, you guys were talking about this whole allegation that happened at the reunion last year.
That Candy had said she wanted to drug Portia.
Right.
I don't know. We don't know.
Right. Because even seeing that flashback when Phaedra is like, I'm sorry, like...
You got to give me some answers. Because what I feel is that you use me as a pawn.
Portia, I'm sorry.
The way she says it to me is like, I know I just put you in this really bad situation.
Right.
And I did it, and I'm mad at myself for doing this to my friend.
Yeah, no, I totally felt like Portia was completely... duped.
Mm-hmm.
But
so, like, from Portia's point of view, like, why would I have to apologize
right.
when, like, I was just as screwed? I was made to look so terrible too.
Yeah.
But at this end of the day, if I found out that I helped a rumor that could really affect somebody's life like that, I would be nothing but apologetic.
Right.
That's just me, though.
She did apologize at the reunion, but I think it's one of those things you just kind of don't stop apologizing for.
Right. And also, I loved, at one point in an interview, Portia was like,
I hadn't seen Candy in a while. I had meant to call her after that whole big situation with Phaedra.
You just didn't call her, is
right.
what happened. So, it didn't, so they come face to face, does not go well.
Yeah, basically we don't really get any sort of resolution.
No. But next week.
Yeah, what was it?
Kenya's
like
crying and
happens.
Mentioning divorce already?
I couldn't tell. Was that just for next week or that's for the whole season?
But it's like, Mark, just let's honestly really just f*** him. Like, it's too much. I don't want to get divorced.
Oh, I thought it was just next week. I think it was like next week on.
Well, my God, that would be a quick turnaround on that marriage.
It really would be.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
Also, remember, you guys... tune in to Escape. Still kicking it. Candy's other show.
Oh, yeah. I loved when she was like, Escape, if y'all didn't know. Like, hello, I was in this really important band.
I am in the process of getting back with my old group members. Escape, for those who don't know, it's Escape.
But that's not all that was happening in Atlanta this week. Married to Medicine came back Sunday.
Wow is all I can say to that opening.
I know. So we weren't sure if we were going to cover it this week, but it's my show, and I watched it, and I was like, Megan, I think we really need to talk about it because it's just so good.
I mean, it did not disappoint. So as people, if you paid attention to like what was happening in the news in between seasons, we know that Dr. Jackie's husband, Curtis, mm-hmm. had an affair. Photos of him and the mistress were posted everywhere, and that's how she found out about it.
Yes.
So, wow. The opening was crazy to me, and I was just happy that her being cheated on like this was treated as the devastation that I think it is. That's like your world turning upside down.
Well, I loved when Heavenly said,
Oh, yeah, I wrote this quote.
Breast cancer, can't have kids, and then now this. I ain't saying no woman deserves it, but out of everybody, God dang, why had to be Jackie?
Yeah, it's just so good because, like, yeah, Dr. Jackie's kind of like this pure soul. She's been through breast cancer. She's constantly advocating for women and health.
She can't have children even though she wants them.
Right, and has asked, like, Curtis several times we've seen over the fest, you know, five seasons to have children, and he's just like
to adopt
and he just is like no, and now this happens. It just hurt me, but it was so interesting seeing everyone react like in real time, like how crazy that this was being filmed when that happened.
I know, and you know, it really ring true to me because I feel like whenever I hear about a divorce, like my reaction is, how did it happen? Wait, what were the signs? It's like almost a virus that you don't want to catch, and you're just like, what's the medicine I have to take so this doesn't happen to me? And so it's like to see all their reactions being like, well, would you cheat on me, to their husbands, like, is very, it makes sense.
I mean, my favorite was Dr. Heavenly.
Oh my God, she was hilarious.
After the news broke, I felt devastated. I felt sad for her. I felt like it was me. I fell out with my own man about that.
Because, you know, the politically correct thing to say is that it's not the other woman. It's the guy that did. That's who your issue should be with, the guy that broke his vows. And I like how she's like, oh, I don't care. You'll find a bitch in a ditch. I don't give a damn. Like,
I just love Dr. Heavenly.
You're going to find a bitch in a ditch somewhere.
But then you had Quad with Dr. G. And Dr. G is like, well, Jackie's going to have to fix this. And I loved Quad being like, Dr. Jackie has to fix this. Are you out of your mind? What are you saying? She isn't the one that cheated. He needs to be on his knees and fixing it. And I was like, that's right, Quad. You defend Dr. Jackie.
For such a, in a lot of respects, traditional group of women, she's, like, I think the most, I don't know, progressive?
Right.
You know, she doesn't necessarily want a child, even mm-hmm. though she's feeling the pressure from her husband and the other women. And, yeah, she was just so, like, pro-women and pro, like, because even Toya brought up to her at that, when they got drinks, Toya was like, she should have put him before her work and this wouldn't have happened.
And then Quad said this.
Why is it because she's a woman that she has to lessen her level of ambition? Whereas if it was a man and he was seeing 50 patients a day and, you know, doing all these great things in the community, he'll be pat on the back.
And it's like, yes, Quad, that is exactly true. No one, if Toya went out and cheated on her husband, nobody would say, oh, he should have, like, attended to Toya more.
Yeah.
Nobody would say that.
So then we go to this waiting to exhale party.
I literally wrote down, I need to move to Atlanta these people know how to have fun. Like, oh my God.
But I felt uncomfortable with, like, the watching of them ogling over the men. Like, it just, it made me feel weird.
To me, it just is so, well, you know, Atlanta's the stripper capital of the world.
Is it?
Yeah. You didn't know this, like, has a huge stripper.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been to plenty of strip clubs in Texas, but no, I did not learn that. Oh, really?
That's like a thing in Portland, too. Like, normal bars are strip clubs. Like, you just go and there's like
one. Well, and in like college, all my guy friends would go, like, come. And then, yeah.
And then they're like, oh, make out with a stripper. Oh.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that far, but like, we'll pay you a lot. Dance. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the waiting Excel party. I do think I would feel really. Right. So, like, to me, I was like, well, this is just.
Par for the course.
Right, which is why she's like, they aren't strippers. And I was like, because they could be.
Right.
But it just reminded me of that Atlanta party with Ridiculous.
Oh, right. Okay. But can you imagine being one of those half-naked guys that's rubbing Dr. Jackie? She starts crying. I mean, it was like heartbreaking and hilarious because it was such like an awkward situation. But it was sad because it's just like, you're throwing her basically a divorce party and she doesn't even know what she's going to do yet.
Right. I know. It should have been like, maybe let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
And then like next time after you've decided, we'll throw you a Waiting to Exhale party, which I've never seen that movie. And this made me be like, I clearly am missing out because if this is what that movie is about, it seems really awesome. What did you think of all the conversation that happened?
It made me so upset because it's just like, all right, Heavenly, who is hilarious, freaking shocked me when she was like, if Daddy ever cheated, it's because of her.
If Daddy cheated, he didn't mean to do it. He didn't mean to do it, damn it. It was that bitch, and I'm not gonna end my goddamn when I know this man loved me with all of his soul.
And I'm just like, what the f***?
You know, bringing this back, Leanne a lot in her blogs will say, Carrie says that Brandy is so easily manipulated by Leanne. And so Leanne always says, you think so poorly of your friends, Carrie, that you think they don't have a mind of their own. And that's what this reminded me of. It's like, that's your husband. You think that he can be so easily tricked by some girl? Like, you should have more respect in your husband and hope that he has more respect for you.
I think it's like one of those things where if you're going to psychoanalyze, what she's saying is, I don't even know how I would
deal.
I can't imagine this happening to me. And like, it's my worst fear that this would happen
to me. The only way it could possibly happen is if there was, like, witchery.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
And then Toya kind of saying...
Toya, the whole episode I was very mad at.
I just felt like, first of all, she's diminishing Jackie and his relationship by saying, it's a different story because I have children. So what? Wouldn't be able to leave my husband if he cheated on me because we have children. We have more than just a couple of dogs.
It ain't as easy as me for me to just say, oh, yeah, he ain't flaunting the bitch. I got two damn sons that need their daddy. I can't just say we getting a divorce.
And it was just like, that is rude.
She was trying to shade Quad in that moment. Because she was, like, responding to what Quad was saying, but not realizing that actually Dr. Jackie's in that situation, too.
Right.
And who you're actually should be thinking about in this moment is Dr. Jackie.
Right.
Who so rightfully was like, all of you can keep talking, but until you actually are living it, which, hello, guys, I actually am. This literally just happened. Don't speak on it because you don't know what you would do.
Right.
And all of this ifs, it's like Dr. Jackie isn't living in if. She's living in it's happening.
I mean, to be a good friend, all you say is like, what are you feeling? What can I do? If you want to leave him, tell me where to move the boxes.
Right,
if you want to stay with him, I can refer you to, like, you know, that's being.
If you want me to kill him, I know where to hide the
body. Right, exactly.
Right.
Not, I don't know.
I know. It just. But they always do this on that show. These group of women have a history of just being very, like, vocal about each other's relationships and very open with each other and discussing issues.
Right.
So I was like, this seems like a lot, but kind of like Shaw's. Like, they just, like, have to talk about every intimate detail about everything.
Right.
But in the next one, we see Dr. Jackie finding out that the mistress did a whole article about her relationship with Curtis.
Oh, right. And they say, like, it was an affair.
This was happening for months before Dr. Jackie knew. Which means, was it at the reunion? Was it already happening?
So we make no secret that just because we work here doesn't mean we aren't also huge Bravo fans. And
super fans.
Yeah, and I remember always watching you watch What Happens Live and being jealous that the guests got Bravo swag.
I was like, they could just buy it, Andy. Send it to me.
Right. But we too, and you at home, can buy some Bravo swag.
Mm-hmm. We got actually to feel a little bit like a Watch What Happens Live guest because we got our own Mazel mugs with our name on them.
Oh, yeah. They're Mazel, like, stemless wine glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Very elegant.
You put any alcohol in them.
Yeah. We also got robes.
Yes. Real Housewives robes.
Yeah, to luxuriate in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they also have all this amazing stuff that we know you guys will like. We are eyeing currently this welcome mat that says, come back later, I'm watching Bravo.
Yes, they're all over the office and they're so cute. I want one for home.
Yeah, me too.
And right now, you fans at home can get 15% off anything on the site using promo code DISH15. That's 15% off wine glasses, robes, doormats, t-shirts, and everything else.
So go to shopbybravo.com and use promo code DISH15 to get 15% off.
So let's move on to Dallas.
Yes.
All right, so as we've talked about before, Rachel, you were there. You were in the room where it happened.
I was. I was there. Where you see Leanne walk out, I was on the other side of that. I was like, saw her come in, and okay. She would like be talking to herself and like raising her hands up. It was awesome.
What did you think of this first part of the reunion? Because you get a longer view.
Yes.
I mean, you're there all day, so you see everything that's filmed.
Right. So like the walkout happened after lunch. So we're like 5 hours into filming at this point, which is give you an idea, like 5 hours had happened before this, and right. We've only seen 40 minutes.
Right.
So there was a lot discussed.
Well, I want to know if we get more of Cameron, because you gave her MVP.
I know, I did. I feel like because there's just so much to discuss in this episode, you saw her back and forth with Brandy, but like as it was happening, it was like, when she said that you're Oscar the Grouch that lives in a trash can.
Obviously, have a lot of issues, Big Bird.
I'm Big Bird. You're Oscar the Grouch that lives in a trash can.
It, like, the room, you felt it. And I right. feel like it just didn't, because no one expected it
yeah.
that much. So it was just like, what? And then she just kept, like, there was so much banter that I think that that scene went on much longer, I think, than you see. Obviously, they all do. And I understand why her and Brandy's stuff didn't take up the whole time, because obviously there's a lot to get to.
Right.
But she was great. Also, like, I just loved the way she, like, combated all of Andy's questions about the dog poop.
Right.
It all was just, like, to me, like, all of that was so funny that I just, like, loved her. Because everyone else was so angry. So to me, she was, like, this breath of fresh air that right. was, like, I'm just going to say ridiculous things and call you Oscar the Grouch. And, like, did we get the horses living
yes.
in Plano? Ugh, that was good, too, which I really enjoyed.
Horses live in Dallas.
Horses live in Dallas.
I'm not a part of Dallas. Our horses live in Dallas, right off of Park Lane.
But then I also really loved the line where she says this.
That's bullying. I felt like I was being bullied there, you guys. You constantly were going after me, and it's ridiculous, and it's pathetic, and it's lowbrow, and it's disgusting.
Which was just amazing.
Do you think it was wrong for them to surprise Leanne or not tell her before, tell any of the ladies beforehand about Mark?
I totally get Carrie's argument of, like, he has every right to be here. He's the one that had the most mud slung at him. He needs to be here to say his side of the story.
Totally.
And you could say Rich obviously did get a little mud slung at him, but I don't think it's the same as, like,
no.
threatening his, you know, relationship with his wife. All of it. Like, he, I think, deserved to be there.
Yeah.
But you got to talk to them.
Oh, right. Yes. Because you had texted me that morning, like, just so you know, he shows up at the reunion. No one knew. So, like, that sort of helped craft my questions of, like, so I hear you just showed up. It was a good interview. And we actually have more of that interview that we didn't use before because it was all reunion related. So here you go. Rachel Roberts couldn't be here today, but she was at the reunion. Yes. So she texted me early this morning.
She did.
And she goes, Mark surprised everyone by showing up at the reunion. Yes. And she wanted me to ask you what you thought. Kind of, she says Leanne had a big reaction.
Yes. Leanne had a big reaction because she's a coward and she doesn't want to see Mark. How guilty do you think she feels? I mean, I would assume if you have a heart and a conscience that you would be like, oh my gosh. Mark's here. And he's a pretty tough cookie and a very intelligent man. So I think that's, you know.
Was it fun for you to kind of be a surprise guest?
I mean, he doesn't like to be, I mean.
You know, Karen and I went into being involved with this and we said, we're going to be all in. We're going to, you know, we're going to be ourselves. We're going to be honest. We're going to, you know, we're going to be there and do this. And so I think I've been a pretty involved person on the show. I show up more than many of the husbands do. And unfortunately, that got me sucked into a bunch of stuff that, you know, I don't want to be any part of it. I don't need people making up lies about me. I don't understand why this is really happening to me. I'm just trying to support my wife. But nevertheless, it happened. We spent a lot of time talking about whether I should show up at the reunion. I felt like, you know, I felt like I needed to go. I felt like if I didn't show up to support Carrie, there would have been many questions. I think that people this season kind of felt like maybe this marriage is not so strong. And, you know, I think if I wasn't there, if I were a viewer, that would make me think, huh, maybe something really is going on there or something's not good. And so I thought it was important that I was there to support her.
But I don't think it was like to, you know, be mean to Leanne or, you know.
No, not at all.
His intention.
Not at all. But I, you know, I also felt like if, you know, all of these negative things are being said about me, I deserve a right to be there. And so much was said about me when I wasn't around. So much was said about me, and I'm not in a scene, and I'm talked about, and I'm thrown under the bus this way, and
you know,
in one confessional, I think I was gay, I was a cross-dresser, and I was bisexual, all at the same time, which you know I don't think that really works, but I think that I think it's actually easier to sell a line of logic if you stick to one. You'll have a better shot at selling it. But at any rate, you know, I wanted
to
be there.
Don't give her any tips, babe. Don't give her any tips.
I wanted to be there and say, you know, anyone who wants to say something to me can say it. But say it to my face. You don't need to go sneaking around and, you know, stirring stuff up. And, you know, just say it to my face.
Thank you, Mark and Carrie, for coming in. You know, two days after the reunion, I feel like you were probably exhausted. So just making the time, really appreciated it and love talking to you and getting your perspective on things.
But we also talked to Cameron, who, as again, I think that if she was on a different show, her shade and her cleverness would go a lot further. But maybe I'm being biased. But we talked to her a lot about her experience at her first reunion. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. I'm so excited.
We were just saying you had a big night last night. Watch What Happens Live.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was like a dream come true. Yeah. You know, I did Housewives for two things. To do a spin with an amazing tagline or a twirl.
Right.
In a beautiful evening gown. And then, of course, to go to the clubhouse. I mean, I was so excited.
Was it everything you thought it would be?
Yes, but it went by too fast.
I know. It was like
it went by too fast. When we wrapped, I thought it was like break time. I was like, wait, I thought this was like intermission.
I know. Well, speaking of twirling and tagline, tell us the process of like coming up with your tagline.
Right. You know, it's so funny because I actually got a little help from my tagline, actually. You know, we all don't get to make up our taglines. They kind of help us. We kind of work together. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my tagline, of course, is, I just like totally blanked out. Oh yeah, dumb blondes get noticed. Smart blondes get everything. Mm-hmm. And it's true. You know, there's a lot of dumb blondes and they make themselves look like fools. And hey, I'm one of those sometimes. Sometimes I can put myself in that category. I do a lot of, you know, random stuff. But then smart blondes, they get the job done. Right. So I will continue. I would just continue to, you know, put myself in the smart blonde section. We'll see. We'll see how far I can get.
I mean, you do have Sparkle Dog.
Yes, I know. And it's real now. I'm so excited. I can't believe it's real.
Did you bring some for us to try?
Oh my gosh, I should have. I'm so mad. I should have.
That's okay. Oh my gosh. That's okay.
Yeah. I really should have. You guys would have liked it.
At this point, how much dog food have you tried?
Wow. You know, to be honest, Louie and Chunk, my dog, both my dogs, have been doing the taste testing. I've tasted it a few times, but God, I get like so sick after I taste it. I'm like, the taste won't get out of your mouth. I mean, it's like, and in your head the whole day, you're like, are people thinking I smell like dog food? And even when you're touring the factories, I swear it puts like a perfume on your outfit that you smell like dog food. It's like the aroma in there. All dogs love me after I visit the factory. They're like, oh, we love you. You smell so good.
Well, it's so nice that you gave Waka some Sparkle Dog last night. I hope he loves it.
I know, me too. I can't wait to find out. But then Andy said that Waka usually likes everything. Mm. But the test for Waka will be if he doesn't like it. Then I'm going to freak out.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll love it. It's in Lisa Vanderpump's stores, right?
Yes. Yes. She was so sweet. She supported us. She was one of the first people for stores to take it.
Wow.
I know. And we're on Amazon Prime. And we're expanding right now in Texas to multiple stores. So we're so excited. And for Dallas, we're in Woof and Purr, which is a great, great, great dog store.
That's awesome.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It is exciting. I still can't believe it's real. I can't believe I pulled it off. And the short amount of time while I was filming. I mean, my kids are so mad at me these days because I've been busy. And I've been doing it all myself. He's been, you know, my husband's been giving me a run for my money. He's like, you know, startups, you have to do it yourself. You know, and then you can hire people when you become more successful. But right now, I'm just working my booty off.
Yeah. Court, are you so happy it's being so successful?
I'm really excited for it. Yeah, it's hard to believe it actually happened. So I know, I'm really impressed with her. Yeah. Quite a bold dream.
How has this whole first season been for you guys? Yeah.
It was very nerve-wracking because you don't know where this is going to take you. I mean, you're gambling. You sign up. You have no idea what you're signing up for. You trust everyone, and you just hope they're following through. But it's been a good experience. You know, Dallas is really conservative, and they're not, like, the crazy people that will, like, chase you down, like, fan-wise. Mm-hmm. They won't, like, bother you that much. So our lives really haven't changed that much other than mommy being busy,
right?
You know, with little things here and there.
Has anyone recognized you? Have you gotten that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. People have recognized me for sure, and it's super fun, and they always recognize me when I'm not expecting it. You know, I'll be getting my nails done, and I'll be in the zone, and someone will come up behind me, Cameron, is that you? And I'm like, wait, should I say yes or no? Like, I'm like, and of course, I'm like decked out all in pink. I'm like, I guess I have to say, yeah, it's me.
That's so funny. It's quite the tell, I guess, if you're in all pink.
Yeah.
It's definitely you.
Yeah.
You know, they say reality TV is like holding up a mirror to yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like seeing yourself in a whole new light.
Right.
What has been like the biggest surprise watching yourself?
God, well, to be honest, I never realized I head bobbed so much. I'm like, my head bobbing is out of control. Like, I was head bobbing when I didn't even agree on conversations.
Right.
I mean, and I look back and I'm like, oh no, my body language is looking like I agree with that person. That is not good. Like, that is not good. And so I'm trying to be more cautious of my head bobbing for sure. But let's see, what else? It's, you know, and it's funny too because I'll look at certain outfits also and I'm like, yeah, that's not that cute. I'm like, I probably shouldn't wear that again.
It's crazy what looks good in person and how it reads on camera. Yes. It's just like, what?
Right.
But I like
and
that.
Makeup. I can tell if someone has done my makeup professionally and I've done my makeup, and I think I've done my makeup pretty good naturally, but you can really tell on camera when I've gotten my professional makeup done and my regular makeup just so.
Yeah. That kind of came up last night. People, Andy asking you if you've had any work done, but I was
I think it's just contouring. It really, I'm telling you. When these makeup artists, when they get a hold of me, I'm like, I look like a different person.
Right.
I mean, it is awesome. Yes. I like what they make.
Yes.
I mean, I'm liking what they make. I'm like, why can't I wake up like this?
Right. Speaking of like the filming, what is it like watching something that happened so long ago and then hearing what people are saying in an interview about it? You didn't know what they were thinking.
Oh, it's just like a drag on. It just drags on and on. And it's like, on that last year, and then you kind of feel like you have to rehash it again, and then you always wonder, like, is that person going to be upset again? And it was done last year, you know. It's just, oh gosh, it's, yeah, it gets a little bit of an annoyance. It gets annoying.
Mm-hmm. Were there any reservations on your family, Court's family side, for you to do the show?
Oh, 100%. I think everyone told me not to do the show. Everyone's like, you have a perfect, beautiful life. Why would you want to mess with it? And, you know, I agree. And I, of course, you know, was in the process of developing my dog food. And I thought it's such an interesting business. And I really wanted people to follow my journey developing this dog food. And I thought it'd be really fun for people to see how crazy this industry is. And Housewives has also always been my favorite show, literally favorite show. And so it was hard to turn it down. And, you know, at first I was like, no, I probably shouldn't do it. And then my husband's like, well, you know what, let's just keep calling them and see how far we get. So then it started getting down to like 5 people. And I was like, oh God, I'm sweating now. And then it got down to 2. I was like, oh my God, what did I put myself into? And then I got the call and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, am I going to do this? Like, what am I going to do? And then I'm like, oh, no, this is not good. This is not good. I was so scared. But, you know, they wanted me to, you know, do what I want to do in my life, and my family supports me. And they did. And they just are along for the roller coaster. So
when you get that call that you are being asked to be a housewife, did you go out and celebrate? No,
I was freaking out. Yeah. I was in the fetal position crying on the floor with my husband. What did I get myself into? What am I going to do?
Oh,
this could harm my family, but then it also could be a fun adventure.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? We live once.
Yes.
Why not? On my bucket list, check. I've been a housewife, and I still am, of course, but, you know, I just decided, you know what, we live once. I mean, I could die in 5 days, and then if I don't fulfill my life, I mean, you know, I'd regret everything, so.
Totally, but was it worth it?
Yeah, it was. It actually really was worth it. It was worth the experience, and now I have figured out how TV all comes together. I had no idea how they do all these reality shows, and now I've got to actually be in one now. I see how it all unfolds.
So if there's a season 3, would you want to come back?
You know, it's so funny. I say I do, of course, but I also need to talk to my children and my husband. I already asked my daughter, and she goes, Mom, of course you're going back. Why would you ask me that? She loves so the bad. Camera. Where my little boy, he doesn't really care for the camera, and he's like, the last few weeks, the camera crew would be ringing the door, and he'd see the camera people, and he's like, not again, Mom. You said they were gone. And then he even told him, no, you can't come in. We're done filming.
That's so funny.
I know. He's a mama's boy, and he's like, Mom, I just don't like it when you're busy. So it was hard on him. So I'm going to have to talk to everyone.
Well, seeing her with the Spanish lessons and going to dinner and ordering Spanish, that was like a highlight for me this season.
Thank you.
It was so cute.
Yeah, Spanish is very important to Court and I. You know, we had a hard time learning the language. So, you know, when they're young, they say their brains, you know, absorb everything. So we're like, let's do it when they're young. We only watch Spanish TV in our house. We only watch, you know, Spanish movies. We do Spanish on the iPad. For a treat on the weekend, they watch English.
Oh, cool. Wow. That's amazing. But you know, Kim Zolciak's little ones, they all, like, speak Spanish,
too. Oh, they
too.
Do? Yeah, oh, that's so exciting. Oh, my gosh. They could have their own language, and, like, us mommies would be sitting there like, I have no idea what they're saying.
Anything for, you know, with every housewife, especially new housewives, we always talk about, you know, the criticism that comes with it.
Right.
Anything that you feel like you would want to say or that you feel like has been unfairly said about you?
Well, I think a lot of people on Twitter have been so negative, you know, and they only see a portion of that scene. They don't get to see what the other girls did to lead up to that. You know, for instance, in Mexico, I was, you know, chased by Brandy's toy for a long time. It wasn't just that one moment. So I look like I'm a drama queen, like, oh, get away, blah, blah. It's like, but they don't see that I was actually chased for a long time that day. So I got to my break point. So it's hard for viewers to understand that, though, because they're only seeing a clip, which, you know, makes me mad, you know. And sometimes people see that I'm pretentious because I'll say, you know, some talking about my Birkin's raincoat or something. But come on, I talk about a thousand other things.
Right. And I do think you're very sarcastic and clever and witty. And I think maybe people aren't attuned to that.
I totally agree. Yeah, I actually, it shocked me a lot that people would be so negative. And I'm a very positive person in real life. And I really support everybody. I have friends from all different places, all different zip codes. I mean, you know, I have wealthy friends. I have, you know, less wealthy friends. And I don't judge, but I am judgmental on a few things. So,
right.
Well, I agree with that.
Speaking of zip codes, did you have any idea you would clash so much with Brandy this season?
No, I actually really thought we were going to be friends. Like, in the beginning, I felt like I had open arms, like, number day one. And then the first few minutes I hung out with her, I heard she had you know, her little impersonation of me, and that kind of rubbed me a wrong way. So I was like, But I always kept trying to be friends, and then she just had wanted nothing to do with me. Like, she really made it clear, and I love to joke around. I just don't think she likes to joke around the same things that I like to joke around with. So, yeah. But we're in a good place right now.
Good.
So, yeah.
I feel like Stephanie and Brandy kind of get, like, jumped together.
Yes.
Lumped together, rather.
And it's so funny because I, in my head, for some reason, hold Stephanie accountable for some things that Brandy does, and I probably shouldn't do that. But for me, in my head, I look at them as a package because when one person does something, the other one laughs at her actions. So I'm like, well, you're agreeing to that. Therefore, you're the problem too now. So I tend to do that, and Stephanie laughs at everything Brandy does. So, you know, when Brandy was chasing me down the beach at a 5-star resort, I wasn't laughing. You know, I was not laughing, and other people were. And so I automatically was like, okay, I have a problem with you too now.
Yeah. You had mentioned that you loved Real Housewives.
Yes, love.
Which franchises did you watch?
Beverly Hills and New York and OC, obviously, are my favorites. I still watch New Jersey and Atlanta. I'm a little behind, but I'm going to start watching them again because I know some of the older characters came back. And they're just like icons, so I'm going to have to continue to watch those too now.
Have you talked to any Real Housewives?
You know, I met Lisa Vanderpump actually at World Dog Day. She was super sweet. That was so fun. We have a huge passion for dogs, both of us, and a passion for pink, which is so great. And my food is there, so she's such a supporter, and I love that. And I actually knew Taylor Armstrong for many, many years, and I actually called her and consulted her with the whole experience when I first, you know, got called. And then I'm trying to think who else. And I've met – I actually just met Kelly Dodd out on the street, which is so funny. I was just like, hey, Kelly, other fellow Real Housewife. And let's see, is that all I've met? I think that's all I've met.
Well, actually, how do you know Taylor? Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. I know Taylor just through the grapevine. I mean, my dad actually knew some people that knew her back in the days, and we ended up meeting when she came to Dallas one time, and then we just – met, and we just kind of kept a relationship. You know, we don't talk every day or anything like that, but, you know, I called her when the whole situation came up, and I've had her stay at my home in Texas, and so she's a great girl.
Did you know her when she was on Beverly Hills?
Well, actually, yes. I knew her when she was on Beverly Hills, yeah. After, I think it was maybe one of her third seasons she was on, though. That's when I got to know her a little bit more.
Because I was going to say, you know, Taylor went through some dark things on Beverly Hills. I know. Weird to watch.
It was really hard. Yes, it was so hard. So hard. But she's such a strong lady to get through all that. She's such a great person.
Did she give you any advice going into the show?
Just be yourself. She's like, be yourself. Just be strong. And just be yourself. That's all you can do.
Why do you think people say that? I mean, that I hear that all the time. Like, be yourself. Just because people can see the inauthenticity if you're not.
Well, I think also if you're not yourself, you will get yourself in a hiccup and then you can't catch it. And you're like, wait, I didn't do that. Oh, wait, I guess I did do that. because you're out of your character.
Right.
Mm. And then I also feel like, you know, you don't want to be influenced by the cameras. And a lot of people will sometimes act differently because of the cameras. And then they'll look at themselves and like, that's not me.
Right.
So I always try to be myself. And I feel like I've only been myself on the show. I don't think there's been one situation where I haven't been myself. So, yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about Bravo Celebrities and Bravo. We had a fan actually tweet into us that they were watching Top Chef Texas.
Yeah.
And that your house was on
it. I know. And it's so fun. Yeah. Actually, two of our family's houses were on it, actually. So we actually,
kind of giving away some reality TV secret, but the house that was supposed to be ours was my parents' house.
Yes.
Oh.
So we kind of did a swap because we had some...
they liked our kitchens better.
We had equipment difficulties getting into one of my friend's houses, and she was also cast for that episode. So we couldn't get... Some of the equipment wouldn't get in their elevators for the high-rise. Mm. So we ended up... I ended up giving her our house, and then we took his parents' house, which was great because then everyone's like, "You live in a castle?" I'm like, "No, I'm like, that's my in-laws' house."
How did that even come about in the first place?
Right. You know, my girlfriend is actually really involved. Kimberly Whitman. She's actually very involved with entertainment and Southern Living, and so she does a lot of different appearances for them, and she was contacted, and our little kiddos are our best friends, and we're going to the same school and blah blah blah, and she actually was the one that connected me with them, and she suggested that we would join the dinner party. So thanks to her, we got invited for that.
We actually shot a pilot, all three of them together, like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. We all did a pilot together, actually, 10 years ago. The sisters actually were all going to be doing a reality show, and they ended up not wanting to go through with it. But they just all decided they weren't ready for that in their life.
Louis
but
was a big star.
Louis was their client.
Oh, yeah. That's so fun.
Yeah.
What was the premise of the
show?
It was for dog parties. Because Kimberly Whitman is one of the most amazing party throwers on the planet. She is just an amazing event planner. And she just is one of the most classiest, most beautiful people inside and out. And she was going to be doing party planning with dogs. And Louis was her first client. So I shot the pilot with them, which was really fun.
That's amazing. Fun.
I know.
Yeah. So this was all like old hat for you.
Yeah. I mean, I got a little warm. I got a little bit of the warmed up part. But yeah, diving in right away, I was like, what did I get myself into? I mean, after the first week, I was like, I don't know what I did. But now I love it. So it's fun.
I think we wanted to talk a little bit about the reunion.
First reunion.
Wow.
I know. Were you scared? As a Housewives fan, you must have watched real reunions from other franchises.
And they're like my favorite because I'm like, oh yeah, she's going to confront her and this is going to be amazing. I hate confronting people, which is so funny, but for me, I have to do it because I want viewers to know my opinion. I don't want them to think that I'm okay with certain things. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important to state your opinion. Otherwise, you could be categorized in something that is not you. So I wanted to be sure going into this reunion that Brandy knew why I had issues with, her crossing the line, and I addressed that. And, I also addressed a few things with Stephanie, some of her jokes, hurt me, and I addressed that. And, going into it, you just don't know what is going to be said. You don't know if they're pulling new things out of their sleeve. You don't know if you hurt someone's feelings. I always try never to hurt anyone's feelings. I'm very cautious about people's feelings. But, sometimes things can get crazy and your point is not perfectly said.
The reunion, you were so tough and, like, brave. She wasn't scared at all. I mean, I couldn't sleep, so.
Oh, I slept.
That's so sweet. You couldn't sleep.
I slept. He was like.
I didn't tell her, but it was rough.
He was scared. I slept.
Naive. One of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I know I knew what I was getting myself into. I mean, like, I'm so blonde. Maybe I got myself into a pickle here.
Was there anything you wanted to say that you didn't get out that day that you wish you would have said?
No. I feel like I got everything out pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If there was anything, I can't remember, so maybe it wasn't that important now, right?
Well, Rachel came back from the reunion and said, Cameron gets MVP.
Oh.
I did. Because I just thought you had, like, such great one-liners, and you really held your ground.
Thank
and, like,
you.
Were, the, like, MVP.
That really seriously made my day.
It was great.
Well, I was nervous, you know, like we don't have a lot, we don't ever get feedback on certain situations after we're with the other ladies. We don't get feedback because, I mean, this is real life. And sometimes it's hard because I'm like, wait, did I explain that well? Was I too mean? So I'm glad that you said that. So thank you so much.
No, it was great. I was like, oh, Cameron came to play. I was like, she's here and she's doing great. Yeah.
I think everyone was happy. You know, it's so funny. I didn't realize how long it takes to film the reunion. The very end, I like started kind of dozing off a little bit. And then all of a sudden, Andy asked me something. I was like, whoa. I was like, oh my gosh. I think I like did like a filler answer. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know. I was so embarrassed. I was like, wait. What did he just ask me? And I was like, great. I hope I didn't make myself embarrassed.
I can't wait to see that part.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what he asked.
Yeah. Well, and then I was talking to Leanne about it. And she goes, actually, I was looking around. Everyone started dozing off. She's like, even Andy. And I was like, well, thank God. Maybe no one will notice.
Well, you're not the first housewife because Ramona, like, actually fell asleep.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Because, yeah, sometimes other women will go at it and it's not your place to get in at that time. And then you start, like, staring at the wall. And then all of a sudden, everything, you start zoning it all out. And you're like, please, just.
Plus, it's after lunch, you know. Right. And it's a couple cocktails. Right.
Champagne. Yes.
You're sitting out on the couch.
Right. All day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Oh, good. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm so excited I got to see you guys 2 days.
I know. Thank you, Cameron. I'm sorry I wasn't wearing pink that day. I felt like I should have, and I didn't. You were amazing. I am a huge fan, and congrats on your first season, and congrats with Sparkle Dog.
Okay, so the Real Housewives of Orange County, we have the last part of the Iceland trip, and perhaps the most dramatic.
I think it is the most dramatic, even with Vicky's health scare.
I think both you and I just want to talk about the dinner.
Yes, that's all I want to talk about.
First, the positives. It looks really fun.
Yes, men in sweaters.
Zingy.
Vicky and Tamara goofing it up.
Vikings.
Ugh. Shannon brooding about Vicky and Tamara getting along.
Yeah, I mean, even though that seems like a negative, it's kind of funny.
It's a positive.
Yeah.
For me. Just Shannon getting up with the choir and conducting.
Right.
It's just all was so magical and Icelandic.
Right. Enough of the good stuff. I want to talk about the craziness.
Yes.
Okay, so to backtrack a little bit, we first hear Peggy's we hear Peggy talking to Lydia about the events that led up to her day of being holed up in her room. And she says to Lydia, well, I hear a baby crying. I'd go to check on it. I record it on my phone. And I hear the ladies laughing about me.
So I went and walked down the hallway, my phone in my hand. I hear Tamara and Kelly drunk, laughing, yelling and screaming. And Mayan. And it's in here. You want to hear it?
Okay. I feel bad for Peggy, but also I don't know why she would record them. What is this video proving except another ammunition for them to be mad at Peggy?
They're laughing at me.
How do you know that?
Which Lydia rightfully so was like, how do you know they're laughing at you?
Right.
So Peggy kind of tries to go into this dinner to say the same thing. But it's, I don't know. I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to get it out of my system. I don't get Peggy. I don't understand her
on King Edmonds
level. However, that's not to say I think she's a bad person. It's not saying that I'm not even saying I don't like her. I just don't understand where she's coming from.
I think that she's just really bad at explaining where she's coming from and
right.
explaining herself.
Yes.
I think what she's trying to say, I was worried about his baby, I got up, and then I hear you guys laughing, and you're laughing at me again, and I was really upset about everything that had happened. But what comes out is, your baby was crying for 10 minutes.
As she's holding up the phone, your baby was crying.
Megan, your baby was crying really bad in the room for 10 minutes.
And it's like, whoa.
Right. I really just think that also in this world, anything you mention a kid and no matter what, it's going to be like, how dare you?
Right.
But it's like, I don't think in this instance she meant it like that, because immediately she was like,
it's not about you. You're a beautiful mom. No, it's not. No. Because I heard her. No.
So I think that it's really just Peggy being terrible at communicating.
Right.
Which I wish she would just let Lydia speak for her almost.
Right.
I wish that, but I also wish that it didn't. It's like there's no, she even at one point was like, Megan, can I talk to you? Because I feel like whatever just happened is not right.
Yeah.
But there's no way for that to happen when you have Shannon and Tamara and everyone reacting so huge.
But you have to admit, it's also, and I think you are saying it, but the way she's bringing it up.
No, completely.
It's like if you take intentions out of the picture, just that first 2 minutes, I'd be bawling too. And I'd be like so upset. So yeah, it's like after that though, how do you come back from it?
Why did it affect Megan so much?
I mean,
because I think because she has guilt. We know it about on the Hill when she was talking to Lydia. Yeah. Like, I'm not here with my baby. I'm just saying I think she already has this guilt too, so that's part of it.
Also, because if she is sleep training her baby, doing like the Ferber method,
that's already going to be like totally. Hard, you know? Yeah, and be like, I already feel like my baby is crying for me and I'm trying to like, so it's super sensitive. That's what I mean.
Right, totally.
But then we end the episode on Shannon and David, which now that we know what we know, which is that Shannon and David are separated, it just paints it so differently. And the scene started with flashes of their family pictures,
mm-hmm.
which just, like, really broke my heart. But I felt like in this conversation was the closest we've seen to David talking about how all the Vicky stuff really did affect him. Because in episodes before, he's like, I don't care. It's bothering you. It's not bothering me. But the fact that she's like, but Vicky's going to be there. And then he's like, I don't think I want to go.
So, you know, Vicky's going to be there. But, you know, I don't know. Like, they really want you to be there, too. So I don't know how you feel about.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it either, honestly.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just go in and support them and leave.
Interesting, and that could very well be. I took it as I'm kind of like checked out of this, and I don't really care to support you. I'm too busy
working out. He had to throw that little jab in.
God, David.
It's just like Shannon is like
the sweetest. You see how she takes like care of Archie?
Pure light. Yeah. I know, and she just like wants good feng shui and like goodness, and you just are. Or even when she was like. I think she was genuinely like, did someone take him on a walk? Is that me? Did he eat something? And he's like, yeah, because I just let the kids run around crazy without you.
Yeah.
Did someone take him on a walk when I was in Iceland?
Well, you know me, I just let the kids run wild.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I was working out.
David, be nice to your wife.
Someone who had a front seat at that whole Iceland drama dinner was Kelly Dodd. We talked to her, but we wanted to make a small disclaimer. We talked to her before either of us or the world knew that Shannon Bedore was separating from her husband.
Right, which I think why her answers when I ask, do you think Shannon's mood or do you think she was affected at all by what was going on at home? And Kelly's answer is very telling, and I think it is colored differently now. Well, thank you for being here today, Kelly Dodd.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Sorry, my voice is a little raspy.
No problem.
Sexy. Oh, yeah. Rasp.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Did you just fly in?
No, I've been here since Wednesday.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What you been doing?
Oh, partying.
Really?
Hard. Yeah. Yeah.
With anyone we would know?
Do you know Chloe Sevigny's brother, Paul?
Oh, no, but...
Well, he's got these two bars called Paul's Baby Grand and Paul's Casablanca. And I have a good friend named Sebastian who's friends with him, and he has these parties. So we've been, like, he's been taking me... I've been with this guy. He's gay, by the way. Boyfriend. So he's been taking me around, and we were at Paul's, like, four nights in a row. Then we went to house parties in Soho. And then we went to Indochine one night.
Ooh, I love that one.
And we saw Donna Karan and Calvin Klein right next to us. And they were kind of looking at me. And I was like, hey, I see you peeking, but you ain't speaking. Because they kept, like, staring. And I was like, you know.
It was like, a mutual staring at each other.
It was a mutual staring. Maybe they were staring because I was staring. I don't know. Or we were all staring at them, and they're all staring back. So it was kind of funny.
Oh, we were saying, like, we want to hang with you. Because even in Iceland, like, you and Vicky, first night, everyone's going to bed, and you're like, nope.
Nope. Yeah, I mean, that was so much fun. I mean, Frederick, like, took us out on the town. And I felt like the food there was so horrible. He took us to this, like, this little site. It looked like a Dairy Queen on the side of the road. And it was, like, hamburgers with, like, it was like a Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And we were, like, eating at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. Going, oh, my God, this is so good. This is so good, you know.
It's not fermented shark.
Yeah, it's not fermented shark. Yes. It's not a puffin.
Oh, God. Yeah. What was the puffin like?
I thought puffins were, like, that cereal box that you get at the Whole Foods. That's what I thought a puffin was.
Did you then see a photo and you're like, dear God.
What? It tastes like chicken.
That's what I figured. I literally wrote down, tastes like chicken?
Tastes like chicken. Yeah, tastes like chicken.
So at this point, you seem to be getting along with everyone.
I get into it with Peggy a lot throughout the season. I mean, she and I get into it because she comes into my house and goes, oh, well, how do you cook on this in your kitchen because it's so small? I mean, she says these digs and she's condescending and, you know, she'll tell me not to say that. Or, like, I was with her daughters one time and she was belly dancing and then she goes, well, do you know? I mean, this isn't on the show, but she's like, oh, do you know how to belly dance? And I go, no, I know how to horizontal mambo. And she goes, what's that? And I go, sex. She goes, don't talk like that in front of my daughters. I'm like, dude, they're like 19. I mean, but it was like, you know, like, don't school me on, like, they're not kids. They're not like 11. They're 19. Like, they're adults, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, you know, she sheltered. And sometimes you got to, like, look at the other side, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But to Rachel's point, it's like such a stark contrast seeing how you are with everyone in Iceland versus when we were in Dublin last season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a nightmare. That was like, I wanted to bounce. Like, I wanted to get the hell out of there. And you're going to see something that goes down in Iceland, and I don't want to do spoiler alerts, but it's Peggy and I get into it, and you'll have to see what happens. I can't reveal, but it's good.
Oh, I know. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Do you feel, though, like you did anything consciously going into this season? Like, do you feel like you changed?
No, I'm always been this way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I have a lot of friends. I've always been this way. I feel like the first season didn't portray me at all, like my humor. I felt like I was under attack and I was defensive. And, you know, I took the bait. You know, and I think that's what, you know, Vicky does. Like, she takes the bait. And I wasn't going to do that to myself. That's why I consciously wasn't going to take the bait. And I wasn't going to let people, you know, attack me like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't think the first season really portrayed me like my real self.
We've kind of been seeing Shannon opening up more about her issues in her marriage and how that maybe has been now affecting her relationship with the other ladies. What is watching that like for you, knowing that could have affected her, you know, her interaction with you?
You know, I don't really know. I mean, you know, all I can talk about is my own marriage. I can't really speak on someone else's behalf because I don't know what the hell goes on behind their closed doors. You know what I mean? So it's not. I can't comment on someone else's marriage. All I can do is comment on my own.
Right, completely. I just meant that it was maybe affecting her during this season.
You know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of things could be affecting her. It could be hormones.
Right.
I mean, I know my mom says when you go through the change, you know, that you become like batshit crazy. But, you know, if that happens to me, I'm getting pellets stuffed in my ass. And
yeah, just like Siggy and Dolores. Pellets. What are pellets?
So, so a lot of my girlfriends are they're and you know what? It's weird because they're hornier than shit, and they're like dogs in heat. It's the craziest thing. There's these pellets, and they open up, like they put a little hole in your butt, and they put these pellets in, and it's like time released, and are hormones, and it makes your skin look better. It regulates yourself. So it's, and then it's like, I think you do it twice a year, so you don't have to take pills. Interesting. It's supposed to be like more like homeopathic, natural, but it, it takes these girls to a whole other level of wanting to bang.
So the reunion is coming up this Friday.
I know. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
I mean, I'm like really going to have to like take care of myself because I feel like I'm getting sick.
Oh, oh, emergency.
I know. I bought some yesterday. I need to take it again. I just ate a orange. I'm like, I need some vitamin C.
It's very Orange County of you.
I know. That's right.
So like going into the reunion, do you do anything special? Because like I feel like the ladies always get so glam.
Yeah, I don't understand how some of these women can go get like facelifts and things like that. Like how would you even have time to like heal? But they do. I mean, it's just easier just getting it done on camera.
Are you saying an OC lady has had a facelift?
Tamara. Oh. Tamara just had a facelift.
Oh, wait. She did talk about it.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, she did. Yeah.
She looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing. Yeah.
What is it like? You know, you have shown so many procedures. I feel like now you just put it all out there.
Under construction.
Watching it back, like, you're so vulnerable in those moments. What is it like?
You know, it's a lot of women don't know how to go about, I mean, maintenance because, you know, I'm 42, so it's like, it's just getting harder. It's not getting easier. So, you know, I think little changes and, you know, that you go along the way, you're going to look better when you're older. So, I mean, when I was in 20s, I put sunblock on, you know, I made sure I wasn't in the sun. And now I'm 40, my skin looks great because I stayed out of the sun. Mm. You know, there's little changes that are working out, you know, making yourself feel better. I mean, there's things that you have to do along the way to maintain yourself.
Completely.
Yeah.
Well, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you really do.
Thanks.
The last reunion, I feel like, was probably tough on you because so many people were coming at you for different things. But this season, I feel like you're going to be in the clear.
Well, I hope so.
Except for maybe
I don't
Peggy.
Think so. Like. Yeah, me, yeah, Peggy and I know not so much. But, I mean, I hope. I mean, last year was really hard for me because I didn't know what to expect. You're there. It's a long-ass day. And you don't know, like, what to expect. And I felt like I was being attacked again, like I was all season long before. And I was like, I have to sit here again and be attacked and have to like explain myself, you know? So, but I was really proud of how I, you know, came back and, you know, overcame objections from them. So yeah, I was proud of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you don't know what's going to be thrown at you.
No. Was there any point that you thought maybe I won't come back for another season?
I did. I said I wasn't going to.
Who do you think will have a hard time at this reunion?
Well, Shannon, because she looks like she's batshit crazy, right? I mean, she fights with Lydia, Peggy. I mean, she fights with Vicky. I mean, she didn't fight with me or Tamara. So, I mean, I think, and then Tamara and Vicky, it's going to go back and forth. And then Peggy and I, and then, you know, Lydia and Shannon, and then it's going to be a shit show. it's just going to be a shit show.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Do you think anyone will, like, come together? Because we saw kind of a glimmer of, like, Vicky and Tamara maybe getting along again, Lydia and everybody getting along again.
So, you know, the thing of it is that everyone gets along, but the problem is you watch it again. Mm. And then what, like, nobody saw. Tamara and I were 100% fine, like, on camera last year. I mean, we really didn't fight all that much. It was when it goes off to social media and it's aired again and people are saying stuff and it goes back and forth and then it becomes fresh and a cut wound all over again. So it's, I think, that's really the hard part. You see the show, but then it gets aired, and then it becomes alive again. And mm-hmm. and then things come out in social media or, like, in the press, and they're pissed off again. Mm-hmm. So
you are good with Tamara. You're good with Vicky. They are not good with each other from what I see on social media and whatnot.
But they bring it together in Iceland, so... You know, I mean, I know that they can, you know, have a friendship. I mean, they've had a long friendship, you know, some, but someone's got to budge. Someone's got to, you know, like they have to get it together. And I think that's exactly what Tamara and Shannon and Vicky need to do. They need to move on. That's and put the past behind.
Do you think Shannon is holding that relationship back at all?
I believe that Shannon is a wedge between those two. Yeah, for sure. You can see it.
Do you think they'll all come together at the reunion?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
I wish you could all see the look on Kelly's face. No. I'm like, glimmer of hope? You're like, absolutely not.
No, because, you know, I mean, like, again, you know, like, Vicky goes on TMZ and talks about the Eddie thing and just pisses Tamara off. And it's like, you know, just, and I've learned my lesson from my first year, like, it's better not to go on social media and do that. And you know what I mean? Because how are you going to, now it's like, it feels like it's just, it won't be prepared.
Right. Like it's gone too deep.
It's gone too deep now. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know.
We believe in your powers to be a peacemaker.
I you know, it's just like learn your lesson. You know what I mean? It's like put your differences aside and move on.
Mm-hmm. Last question. What is the absolute best thing about being a housewife?
The absolute best thing? Like getting into the Coldplay concerts. Getting into a bar, getting into restaurants, like not having to like, that's like, it's like those perks are like so rad, you know? People buying you free drinks. Like I just got this guy, this guy that lives in California. He saw me. He bought me a $600 King Louis, like the 16th or 17th, I don't know, scotch or whiskey or whatever it was. I'm like, $600 for like this drink? I'm like, I mean, you could just buy me a shirt. You know, something tangible.
Right. But to be fair, probably.
But it was like, it was cool though. It was a nice gesture. It was nice. And totally. Yeah. And you get to meet really, really rad people. And it just opens up opportunities and doors. And you get to travel and just see neat places. I mean, it's just there's a lot of perks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, those sound amazing.
Yeah.
I want to be a real housewife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But there's also, you know, with the good comes with the bad.
Right, of course. You know, it's a double-edged sword.
It is, yeah. Pick your poison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
This is great.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Yes, good luck.
Thank you, Kelly, for coming on. This is your second time with us. And
we're very special.
Yeah.
We feel very special.
Right. Yeah. No, we are. You just make us feel that way. And you guys didn't get to see, but she came in a beautiful red dress.
Yes, like, it was really cool.
Cold shoulder, you know, cutouts.
Yeah.
Looked at me like I made that phrase up.
I mean, I think you did, though. I've heard cutouts. I mean, I knew what you meant, but no. I've never heard... Given on the cold shoulder today in that red dress, Kelly Dodd.
I don't Googling it.
That was my Thanksgiving parade announcer voice. Was it good?
Yeah, I think there's
we're doing a quick Google. Like
cold shoulder dress.
Huh.
There was a line.
That's the sound of defeat.
I mean, I don't think I was wrong. This is why I could never be a housewife. I hate being wrong.
So thanks, Kelly, for
got off track, Kelly. But thank you so much.
You looked beautiful.
And you were so candid again.
Yeah. Okay, everyone, it's that special time of week. It's time for Rose and Thorn. Make sure you tweet us your Rose and Thorn for the week with hashtag Rose and Thorn and hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. But first, let's go. What's yours?
My rose was during the Icelandic Viking fight when Tamara goes, just say you're sorry. He just didn't like the guy you were dating.
That was funny.
Say, uncle, you didn't like the guy he was dating.
And I was like, ugh, that's the classic Tamara I miss and I love.
And your thorn?
Oh, it was Toya and Dr. G blaming Jackie for the affair.
Right. Not cool, bro.
No. It made me very upset.
So my rose was in Iceland during that dinner, Megan crying and saying,
you know, Peggy, I think you have good intentions. I think you're a little odd.
I don't mean it. Come here.
I think a lot of times what you say is lost in translation. And you're a little odd.
Megan.
I know, though.
Because
so funny.
It really came from such a sincere place where she's trying to say, like, I don't understand you, but it's, like, such an insult, too. So funny. And my thorn was on Real Housewives of New Jersey, Margaret explaining to Dolores that because she left their father, who was her ex-husband, her stepchildren no longer speak to her. And she was there with them since she was 24. So it's just like, wow, crazy.
You know, it's funny. Everybody had a hard time than I know being a stepmother. It was never hard for me. Dad loved it. So not having them is just like, that's an ache, you know, never gets easier.
You know, when they say time heals all wounds, it doesn't.
Wow. That must be really hard.
Yeah. So we're going to shout out some of our favorite tweets for the week. Wait, actually, one of them isn't even a tweet.
Right. I today got a shout out on LinkedIn. Someone added me and I was like, I don't think our industries really overlap, but oh, yeah, sure. And then she sent me this super amazing and nice message. Her name was Chelsea. She said, I'm such a huge fan of the podcast. I look forward to each new episode every week. It saves me from my job that I hate going to, and you girls make me laugh so much. I feel like I'm driving in the car listening to my girlfriends gossiping about Bravo, and as Siggy would say, I love it. So thank you girls for making my drive not be so f***ing terrible. Heart eye emoji.
That's great.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Although I think Siggy says, I love it.
Oh, right. I love it.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I did it wrong. Thank you for correcting me.
Thanks, okay. Chelsea.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Another fan interaction to shout out is at Jana88 tweeted us, you guys, your breaking news podcast should come with a rosé warning, as in have a glass ready. Oh, my God, heartbreak emoji. Which, of course, perfectly encapsulates our reaction to Shannon Bedore news also.
Seriously. Put a lemon in that rosé.
Mmm.
Would that be good or bad?
No,
it would probably be terrible. But we got so many replies, and keep them coming. We love interacting with you guys on Twitter. It makes it more fun for us.
Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
You can find me on Twitter at Rachie Robb and on Instagram as Suspiciously Small.
And on LinkedIn, apparently.
Yeah, so. And on LinkedIn with just my name.
Have a great week.
Yeah.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys.